It was a year ago this month that we learned of a sentencing calculation error that led to the early release of nearly 3,000 Washington prison inmates over more than a decade. Now Washington's interim Secretary of Corrections is warning a similar mistake could happen again. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Secretary Dick Morgan calls Washington's criminal code antiquated and the headwaters of the potential problem. But he says as you move downstream, there's a significant trouble spot lurking. It's when Washington courts sentence someone to prison and issue what's called a judgment and sentence document. He says last year,
we had over 800 judgment and sentences that had errors or were incomplete.
Morgan says his agency has requested legislation in 2017 to standardize the judgment and sentence forms, but he warns the complexity of sentencing in Washington virtually guarantees another error like the early release of inmates.
I don't know what the next error is going to be, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be one because it is so complex. It's impossible to tease this out until some staff member or some citizen says, hey, this isn't right.
Morgan is my guest this week on TVW's Inside Olympia program. He expects to leave his interim post early next year once Governor Jay Inslee appoints a permanent Secretary of Corrections. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.